in the conversation, you've been talking about a boy that has a rich father, and then he comes walking by, and you say, there's the boy.
That's the boy's father.
Or the boy himself comes walking by, and you say, there's the boy.
Who has a rich father.
What do you call this, the seed of a cherry?
Pit.
And of a peach. Seed of a peach.
I guess you got a seed.
Well, some people call it a stone, some call it a crown.
Yeah, I've heard
I think
it.
Probably most people around here would say, at least at home, seed. They would say seed, peach seed. What do you call this rather small, hard, kind of hard peach?
Is it a cling peach?
And then the other kind.
That's a freestone.
What do you call the hard part in the center of an apple?
Core.
And what do you, if you cut up some apple, well, you have some dried apple cut up in little pieces that you're going to make something out of. What would you call those little pieces? Do you have any special name for those?
Slices is all I can think of.
The reason I ask there are people who say snits.
Snits, I never heard of that.
I don't think you find it around here.
No, I never heard of that.
What do you call this nut which has a real hard, rough cover on it?
Walnut.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the cover?
Shell.
And the nut that grows under the ground.
Peanut.
Do you ever hear any other term around here for it, or did you ever use any other word for it?
Mm-hmm.
You never call them goobers here, I guess. That's South Georgia term for peaches or
goobers. I think I've heard that name, but we never call them that.
Well, what do you make any difference between these salted peanuts that you buy in the grocery store and the kind that you maybe raise yourself and roast in the oven? You don't call those any different terms.
Mm-mm.
Suppose a little boy comes into the house and he asks his mother for an orange, and his mother says, she doesn't have any more oranges, so she says, you can't have an orange. The oranges are
all gone, or?
The little red vegetable that grows under the ground.
Radish.
And what do you call the these onions that have long, that come up early in the spring and they have long green?
They're the, well, I just say green onions.
Green onions? Well,
have they got another name?
Spring onions.
Mm-hmm.
I think scallions. Some section of the country.
I do.
Well, I don't think it's common around here. It's not at home.
No.
What do you have to do to fresh beans before you can cook them?
Soak them.
Well, before that even?
Shell them.
And these beans that are kind of large and yellow, I mean the bean itself, kind of large and yellow and sort of round.
Lima beans?
Yeah.